Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or just visiting family in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in Hawaii, at Alani, Hilton Head Island, or good old Walt Disney World, stay at the Poly, Old Key West, Boardwalk, Yacht and Beach Club, Contemporary, or the Grand Floridian, or don't forget the Animal Kingdom, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the Central Florida resorts, if you want to go to Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, again, visiting family, contact scootorlando.com. Show's also being brought to you by our friends and your friendly travel agent in me at American Tourist Travel. If you want to go to Walt Disney World, contact me and I'll be sure to help you out. Or anywhere else in the world, contact American Tourist Travels at americantouristtravels.com. And last but not least, head over to our website at It's All in WDW to check out all of our great sponsors. Okay, guys, we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Bye-bye.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, John. Hey, John, pull up a stool.
Hey, you know what? I can actually pull up a stool today instead of a car seat. I'm not sitting in a boring parking lot in Bushnell, Florida. I'm sitting in a beautiful resort.
There you go, and you're with two wonderful people. You're with George McNeely and our good buddy, Jay, the general manager of the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista Resort. How you guys doing today?
Doing fantastic. It's a beautiful day here in Lake Buena Vista. The sun's out, the pool's busy, people are having a great time here, going over to Disney Springs, so there's a lot of excitement going on down here.
So you guys are amping up for the Springs has its stores open, all the restaurants are flowing, the outside bars, they're making seating, you guys got the Oasis Bar and pool up and running. Now all we need is the parks to open in the next month. Are you guys excited about that?
Can't wait. July 11th and July 15th couldn't come soon enough.
Yeah, because I know you guys have been open and everything's been going well. And what have you guys done there? What's going on? What's everything new that's happening at the Wyndham Resort?
Well, listen, we're excited about finishing off our last phase of renovations. You know, we just spent $12 million to redo our Wyndham Garden, and we did some great enhancements out there. We redid the entire bathrooms. The rooms are now kind of building off the Lakeview theme up there in the Wyndham portion of the hotel that was done about 4 years ago. So all those pieces have come together. But the most exciting thing is we redid our pool bar. And we actually went from a pool bar to a pool restaurant. We used to have about 56 seats down there. Now we're 102 seats. We'll have 125 chaise chairs available once they kind of relax the restrictions on how many people can be done for social distancing. But added some extra space up by the jacuzzi, a lot of landscaping. And really, most importantly, is embrace our lake. We've been on this lake for 50 years, and now we're embracing our roots and letting everybody kind of enjoy that view. So we're really excited about it. The bar opened about 2.5-3 weeks ago, and my understanding is everybody's loving the wings. It's been a huge success so far, and we're looking forward for a very busy summer once Disney reopens in July.
So, John, what's your thoughts? You were down at the bar. How's it look out there at the pool bar, John? Did you stick your feet up and hang out for a while, John?
Hey, I wanted to go for a swim, but you know, we figured we'd try that a little later. But no, we had lunch down there. I had the fish tacos. They were fantastic. The Mai Mai blackened tacos, just absolutely delicious. The Oasis Grill, they did a kick butt job versus for our food. We had cheeseburger, we had a grilled cheese sandwich, we had the fish tacos. Everything was delicious, looked fantastic, came out great. Got a nice selection of beers down there for everybody. So, and the theming is kind of one of the things that I wanted to mention is, you know, I've talked to you before, Doug, about how I prefer on-property resorts because of the theming. You know, Port Orleans, Riverside, French Quarter, they have that wonderful theming. This resort has some nice theming to it. It has some very nice theming. The lobby is themed to a nautical feel. The Oasis Grill down there definitely had a lakeside boat feel to it. Lots of nautical theming all around the area. So yeah, I mean it's a beautiful resort and absolutely landscaped beautiful. So, and all the food was fantastic.
Well, I can't wait to get down there to see it myself. I'm glad yous are enjoying it. And the beauty of this resort, after you're done that, you're a hop, skip, and a jump away from the Springs. So how's the reopening of the Springs been working out with you guys? Are you guys slowly getting back in the groove with everything going on over there?
Yeah, actually, we are. I had the opportunity to go over there yesterday and spend some time. Real busy. You know, they're using two of the three garages, so you see a lot of locals that are coming in. You know, they take a temperature read and require a mask to get on property. But you know, once you get on the Springs and you start ordering your food and ordering your drink, that kind of relaxes a little bit. Not all the restaurants are open, not all the stores are open, but it's nice to see people back at the Springs and seeing some a lot of travel coming out of Tampa, a lot of travel coming out of Miami, and a lot of travel coming out of Jacksonville.
I'm sure it makes you feel good too, Jay, to see some old friends over there, see some of the cast members and the employees back working. It kind of puts it back to normality a little bit. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I've run into a lot of my GM friends over there and at the Polite Pig and over at Boathouse, over at STK, over at Planet Hollywood. Run into a lot of those GMs and they're running at some good capacities, even though they're restricted to be at 50%. It's still probably would be good to get a reservation to make sure you're getting a seat over there during dinner time. We're seeing a lot more customers. I'm surprised how many people are coming out of the Midwest. We're getting a lot of Midwest travel from Wisconsin and Michigan, Indiana, Ohio. So people are getting back into travel. And as really the only resort open in Disney, you know, we're a great value, great buy right now. So if you can get on a plane and get a good, flight out of one of those Northeast or Midwest cities, I would take advantage of it. And you can book us at Wyndham and take advantage of some very nice rates right now.
Well, we'll be tweeting them out. George sent me over a link. We've been tweeting them out and putting them on Facebook and stuff for you guys so all of our listeners can go directly. They can grab it right through our Twitter account. We also retweet all your stuff. So we will get your rooms out there and all your advertising out there, because it's a great place to stay. I've stayed there years ago. I'm looking forward to staying again. One of the things we were talking about with everything going on, I'm sure there's going to be a lot more on-site parking for you guys now. I think more people are going to drive.
Yeah, and we're ready for that. I mean, we've you know, our customers are doing self-parking. Right now we've suspended valet parking. But we still have the people out there directing traffic and directing people to the right spots. So we're feeling really good about the opportunity to come from the drive markets. And I think the drive markets will be expanded. I think you're really getting people out of the probably as high as Virginia, all the way through Tennessee, just based upon the price of gas is reasonable.
Yeah, it is right now. It's the lowest it's been up here in the Northeast in a while. So we were really good up in Jersey. You remember how we used to have the cheapest gas in the country, and all of a sudden the governor decided that he was going to jump all over a gas tax and kind of ruin that for us. But we're under $2, which is rare for us lately. So
And it's interesting. I just had some customers in from Brick and Tom's River. They spent the weekend. Small world, being that I grew up in Tom's River.
Yeah, I was in Long Beach Island last weekend, not far from there.
And they jumped on a flight out of Atlantic City on Spirit, and they said it was a lot of people were on it, so they were excited to get down here. And my understanding is, not that I have any thing with Spirit, but I heard Spirit had some good prices coming out of AC.
Yeah, I have a good friend flying in on the first week of July. He's from down in the Keys, and he's flying in from out of Miami, and he's doing round trip on Spirit for like $150.
Yeah, there's some great prices out there.
And he has like the premium seat on the plane, like an exit area, because they don't really have first class on Spirit. You just get your aisle seats and stuff like that. That's where your first class is basically having a seat with legroom on those flights. So
I do want to remind your listeners, though, that Disney Golf is also open and operating. So besides going over to the Springs and getting a good dinner and spending some quality time at our pool, they can sneak away and get a couple of rounds of golf in, too.
Oh, Lake Buena Vista is a really nice golf course. I've played that a couple times. Last time I played it, I shot 90 from the blues. I'm not bragging, but that's pretty good the first time playing that course. It's not an easy course.
Wait, did you say you're not bragging? Nobody.
No, I never brag. Never brag. But that is a nice course.
I played with George out there, and he shot 90 after two holes. So
that would be me. So.
But I bet he had a lot of fun.
Doug, I parked at Disney Springs, and I made the walk over here from Disney Springs before we even did this. How long do you think it took me to get here from, it's the actual pedestrian bridge right there in between Earl of Sandwich and I think the toy store.
What, five whole minutes?
It took about 5 minutes and 30 seconds. So Literally no time at all. And a nice walk, too. I mean, right across that bridge and down the stairs, and you're almost here. So, but Jay, what do you think is the best advantage of booking a stay here?
Right now, I think besides the value and still having the choices of staying in the Wyndham Garden and the Wyndham, it's just, having the Springs available to you, having that walk, just cross the bridge. We have Joffrey's operating for breakfast. We have the pool bar operating from 11 to 7 for lunch and dinner. And in many ways, just like if you do any travel right now, you wind up having the place for yourself. I mean, we're running moderate occupancy, so you become the king of your castle real quick.
And speaking of that pool bar, the Oasis, not only was it a fantastic little restaurant, great place to grab a beer, beautiful pool, but they had that whole new children's splash area that looked fantastic. It looked like John might have to go put a little splash in there.
But there you go. Stop with the wife and let the kids play. You guys come down to the bar, down to the Oasis, and you can still keep an eye on the kids as they're having fun and have a couple hors d'oeuvres and a couple drinks and have a really good time.
Yeah, it's a full bar down there, too, with a nice selection of frozen drinks. Not just beer or a glass of wine, but you can get pretty much any drink you want.
What beer did you have, John? What did you have, John?
Stella Artois.
How was that?
Oh, ice cold. Ice. Always the best.
So, but anyway, like you were saying with the whole golf deal, that would be sweet. You get a real early tee time around 7 o'clock at Lake Buena Vista, come back to the Oasis, have yourself a nice lunch, and dive in the pool. How much better does it get than that?
Then you kind of wander over to Disney Springs at night and get something to eat, or just go some shopping over at Tommy Bahama, my favorite store over there.
Yeah, John has a Pirates of the Caribbean shirt he has his eye on in there, Jay.
Not for $150.
But he has his eye on that. So what are you guys headed to the parks? What are you most excited about with the reopening? Do you plan on going over when the parks do open, Jay, George?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to, seeing, it's kind of interesting, how nature is kind of taking back control of the areas out here. So, the places probably look the best they've ever had. Because even the grass around the resort, because people are haven't walked on it for 4 months.
Yeah,
it's showing totally different. So I can only imagine, as the theme parks have really had an opportunity to just kind of green themselves back up and get their nature back going.
Well, they say the air quality in the United States is the best it's been in probably 50 years or more. Just because of people not driving and moving and everybody's settling in, it hasn't been it's been good for Mother Earth. So let's get back out and play now is what I'm hoping for very soon.
But it would be nice to have some people and see the excitement on these little kids, the princesses going back to the Magic Kingdom and celebrating life at its best.
So the restaurant inside, you guys, what's going on with the other restaurants that you have on property?
Joffrey's is operating, and we're operating the Grab and Go right now. The restaurant upstairs, we have it closed, and we've suspended character breakfast until we get a better feel of how Disney's going to be doing their character breakfast. And then once we kind of get a sense of how they're going to do it, we'll reintroduce it.
Yeah, because, I know you guys, that was one of your favorite things that you liked about the restaurant there. You guys really had a really good character dining meal and an interaction with the characters there. It's a shame, but you guys will figure it out. I'm sure you'll make it better when it does come back. You'll figure out a way to make the kids have a lot of fun with those characters and the parents.
We're looking forward to it. We have had some discussions with Disney on how we could introduce it. And we're going to be patient, because when we do introduce it, we want to do it right.
Yeah, well, and with families and all, Jay, what kind of rooms do you have? Do you have bigger suites? What's the different different offerings that you guys have?
We offer in the garden, we offer a double-double accommodation, and that's a full bed, and then king accommodation. Accommodations, and in the Wyndham, we have queen accommodations with kings. Okay. We don't have suites on property, what we have is great views of Disney Springs. The 232 room tower, almost 100 rooms of it overlooks Disney Springs. And actually, I got to tell you, the Lakeview side isn't bad either, because you get the look out at Lake Buena Vista, which is my backyard.
Yeah, in some ways, I've seen both views, and they're both beautiful. The Disney Springs one at night with the lights and everything is absolutely gorgeous. But waking up also in the morning on the other side with the tranquility of the view, I mean, they both offer their own unique views, I really think. And they're both really beautiful.
Yeah, on the Lakeview side, that's the sunrise side of the building, and you really kind of get a nice feeling when you're seeing that sun come up and the lakes out there, and so it's there's a lot of good things, and you look right down on the Mickey in the lawn too.
Okay,
that's always a good thing.
Can't go wrong with Mickey.
Good way to start your morning.
So what's the out of when you guys are down, what's your favorite thing to get at the Oasis Bar, Jay?
I like the frozen drinks. Our bartenders pride themselves on putting together a good drink. I haven't had the wings yet, but everybody who has the wings love it.
And what kind of flavoring do the wings have? What do they got? What do they lean toward? Are they the little spicier? Or are they
buffalo and teriyaki?
Buffalo and teriyaki.
Yes, and burgers are good. And for the person who doesn't want the beef, we have the Impossible Burger. George had that for lunch. He loved it.
Was it impossible, George?
Yeah, it was.
So when you guys head up, when you guys do go to the Springs, what is your favorite? What is your favorite meal over there right now? Do you guys, either one of you, have a favorite meal, a go-to meal?
I love Polite Pig because I love barbecue.
And what's your
sushi in Splitsville?
It's crazy how I'll never forget my buddy Bob, who does the show with us.
That's what I told him
years ago. Told us that the sushi at Splitsville is the absolute best, and I couldn't believe it till you try it for yourself. And now everybody I talk to or talk about the sushi there, when you hear about sushi being great at the bowling alley, it always, everybody's taken aback, but then when you have it, it's out of this world. I mean, it's good to hear you say that, George. What sushi is your favorite there at the Splitsville? What do you usually go for?
I love California roll, but the sashimi is terrific. You know, they've got a great Bubba roll. I mean, it's not a bowling alley over there. It's a full-fledged entertainment center, sports bar, billiards, full menu for those who don't care for sushi.
Yeah,
some of the better nachos on property as well.
Yeah, I love to shoot some pool.
You want to save your appetite. You want to go there for lunch because you want to come back here and close down our Oasis Grill.
There you go. That's a good way to do it. Head over there and then finish out the day, and then you got to walk to a beautiful refurbished room. All your rooms are pretty renovated now, so you'd be right. You'd be living like a king.
Well, we're excited. You know, we're part of the landscape out there where we put a fire pit out there.
That's so nice.
When the weather does get a little bit cooler around here, it'll be a nice little fire pit to hang around in the back area.
Well, even here in the summertime, I mean, we get hot. You know how the humidity and how hot it gets up here in New Jersey. Even when it's warm out, there's still something nice about grabbing a beer and lighting a fire. I mean, I don't, warm or cold, it's nice to head over there and hang out by the fire, Jay. I didn't even know you guys had that. That sounds really nice.
Yeah, we just added it in. Actually, it's not even open yet. It's still finishing off the construction portion, and it's pretty large. It's about 12 feet across, so it's a large fire pit.
That's going to be nice. When's that plan to open?
Hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, we'll be able to get everything finalized with the permits on it and everything.
Oh yeah, Doug, you know, because s'mores are great year round. Doesn't have to be the summer or the winter or the summer to have those. So.
No, absolutely not. I mean, I want that fire pit roaring by the time we come down. My wife loves to sit by a fire. She told me when we moved to Florida, I don't care where we live, the house has to have a fireplace in it. She loves a fire. So
my wife would agree with her.
Yeah, there's just something about it. Like Thanksgiving, even at Thanksgiving, Christmas time, having that fire going, even if it's not warm in the house, just looking at it, it's just something special. We got the fire pit here. We're always out sitting next to it. So I'm looking forward to hearing that. And I don't know too many hotels down there that do have fire pits. That's nice to have.
Yeah, not too many do. And as I said, we're really excited about it. The property looks great. You know, we have some landscaping we're going to finish off this week. Add some more palm trees. You know, it's just the resort is, you know, the ownership has put a lot of money into it. And you know, we just want to get back to, you know, I hate this term, the new normal, but that's what we want to get to, the new normal. Well, sooner than later.
Well, you guys are the closest hotel to the Springs, and I told you the story the last time you were on. When I stayed there, I walked across the street every night when I checked in to go over to Wolfgang Puck's to grab a pizza late at night.
Well, he's still making pizzas over there.
Yes. The takeout many, many moons ago was a spicy chicken pizza out of this world. My wife would yell at me around 11:30. I'd be walking over there because she likes to keep us on our P's and Q's with the diet. John will tell you. I'm very limited. She wants to keep me around for some reason. But I tell her I'm headed over to get one of those pies, and she'd yell at me at first, and then she goes, "You better bring me back some." And it's nice to have all those options right across the street. It's like It's like how they talk about the Boardwalk and the Yacht and Beach Club with all the restaurants and everything. And you guys have, they're basically all the restaurants at your hotel, the Springs.
Yeah, really, the thing that is exciting about the location of this hotel is really the Springs is the just an extension of our hotel. And what's amazing is the people that are staying with us right now, where a lot of them are Disney on-site people that obviously can't stay there right now. Mm. And they're coming from all these different resorts that Disney offers, and they're going, wow, you're like the best kept secret. I mean, we didn't know what you offered. We didn't know about your rooms. We didn't know about your location. And they said, listen, we'll be back. And a lot of it has to do with the buy point. Mm-hmm. You know, we're at a good price right now, but even at our highest, we're still a lot lower than being on site.
For what you get, the amenities that you get more amenities staying with you guys as far as in-room amenities that you do get at any Disney hotel, any Disney-owned hotel, really. And like I just said about the closest to the Springs, I mean, I've stayed at Riverside many a times, and when I'm far away, because I like to walk, but I'll tell you what, the walk from some of those rooms at Riverside to the food court is further than the walk from you guys to all the restaurants at the Springs. User closer.
Absolutely. You know, our Disney Garden competes with the value resorts. And when you look at our price points, but look at what we also offer, because, you know, our offerings complement the Wyndham. So that Wyndham Garden customer is really almost kind of buying up way above, you know, the value resort, more into the moderate, only because of the way we work the hotel. And when you're at some of the value resorts, you're such landlocked at night, and you just don't have that issue here. You have the ability to get out of your room, go to the pool, go across to the Springs, and just to enjoy Disney really at its best.
Oh, absolutely. You can go see a show. You got Circus Olay right across there. You, like you said, you can go bowling. You want to stay a weekend and go see maybe when the movie theaters and everything get back up and running. You want to just spend a nice weekend because you want to go see some at that movie theater. Maybe you stay, have a couple drinks, and then spend a night or two at the Wyndham. You're not driving. You don't have to be going to the parks to enjoy yourself, because there's so much there to do at the Springs. The prices of your rooms are so great. You could do a nice romantic weekend and have a great time on it on a nice budget.
Yeah, and Doug, another thing I wanted to mention is, you know, the resort, like I said, we've been a little leery about staying off property. This isn't really off property. We're right next to Disney Springs, so it's no farther away than Saratoga Springs. But the fact that there's a lot of it does feel like Disney. You know, there's a gift shop downstairs, and this is an official Disney resort. So, you know, you do have that Disney feel. There's a lot of theming, a lot of, you know, the Star Wars fan, I can't help but notice a lot of Star Wars stuff everywhere, you know, showing the new Galaxy's Edge at Hollywood Studios. But then also in the backyard, I'm looking at, you know, in between the garden wing and the tower is a huge Mickey cut into the grass. And so there's a lot of little elements like that, maybe not a lot of other stuff that you wouldn't be used to seeing in a resort on 192 or on International Drive, but you'll certainly find here a lot of hidden Mickeys even. So, you know, it's an official Disney resort. It feels like Disney.
Oh, it's a beautiful resort. You guys did a great job, Jay and George, and we were happy. We're thankful to have you on. Is there anything else you guys want me to put out there for you guys?
No, listen, we're open for business. We're excited about the Springs being open, and you know, make your plans now to get on site for the opening of Disney in July. You know, if you have tickets and you're on site, there may be an advantage.
Well, Jay, what one thing you have to do for me as being a fellow New Jerseyan, you got to get pork roll, egg, and cheese on the breakfast menu.
Listen, I'd put it on there in a heartbeat. You know, the I think we shared this before. The good thing about being down here in Florida is Publix carries pork roll. So
yeah, we got to try to figure out how to get you. I'm telling you, just for the pork roll, half the people from New Jersey would come stay at the Wyndham.
I don't disagree with you.
You know, so we got to figure out how to get that in our on the menu for breakfast down there. We could I'll publicize the heck out of that. I'll be saying every time I go to Disney, I'm headed to Wyndham to get my pork roll, egg and cheese in the morning.
I may even put it on it just for lunch.
There you go. Absolutely.
There's nothing like a good pork roll sandwich on a nice Kaiser roll.
Pork roll and cheese.
They have an Italian sausage sub right down there right now. I'll take that.
There you go.
Your pork roll. So.
No, pork roll and cheese for lunch, pork roll and cheese for breakfast. There you go. Living large.
And for dinner if you need to.
I've been there, done that with pork roll, baked beans, and mashed potatoes. You can't go wrong with that.
I'm calling Brenda on you, Doug.
Shh, don't tell her. But anyway, guys, it's been a pleasure having you on again. I can't wait to come down and see you. Thanks for taking such good care of John. John's going to talk a little more on it later about the resort. And George and Jay, thank you for coming on. You've been a wonderful guest.
Always good talking to you.
Bye, George. You talk too much.
Yeah.
We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Hey, Doug. Well, that's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools. And there's no tab here at the Main Street Pub. As usual, drinks are on the house. But if you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate that. Also, you can find us on Twitter at WDW Main Street and Facebook at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. Also, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. You can find our fine sponsors over there, Elite Vacation Homes, David's Vacation Club Rentals, Scooterlando, American Tourist Travel. And again, guys, please be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.